Hello everyone and welcome to episode 98 from the Veggie Grower Podcast, and this week's title is Ready, Set, Sow. Coming up today, I've got a few updates with what I've done over the Christmas period, and then just want to chat a little about getting ready to sow, seeds really, now we're into the new year. This just came about because Tuesday I spent sorted out my seed collection. I have to admit, it'd be good to finally start sowing seeds, but we'll get onto that a bit later. Now, this is a recording on a Monday. We're back to normal Monday recordings. Now the Christmas period is over and done with. It was a very nice time for everyone, I hope. Certainly was for me. The 2 weeks to recording ahead kind of worked. It meant I could get these shows out every week. And managed to sort of get my own thing done at home. So yeah, we're going to continue on with Monday recordings and go from there, really. Anyway, let's get on with the show. So we'll start with a diary. Now, over the Christmas period, I didn't really do a huge amount. I kind of done a bit of weeding down the allotment and harvesting a few things. I did do a video of what I harvested on Christmas Day, and that is on YouTube or on the website. I also done a video and released that. Both of these videos were kind of pre-recorded. The second video was just of what I'm planning to do in 2017, my garden plans and what have you. If you want to see more on that, it's all on the website at theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk. But this last week, Saturday, I spent a day at home and I finally took out the small tree or shrub, whatever it is, that was in the veg patch. I didn't know where it was and I just pruned it hard back and then cut it off at the base. Couldn't quite get the roots out, it's too well stuck in, but I'm hoping to cover it in one of the compost bins and fill it up with compost or rotting down, and that should get rid of it. That's my plan anyway, and we shall see if that goes to plan in the future. After that, I sowed some seeds. I sowed some leeks, a variety called Elephant, in some polystyrene boxes. One polystyrene box is filled with sowing compost, which I've mixed vermiculite into it. I also sowed some onion Bedfordshire Champion. These are the large onions. I spoke about this because I kind of want to try growing some large onions and see how we get on with them. Most of my onions I've grown in the past have been overwintering onions, and I'm kind of liking the idea of trying some growing in the spring, but just something a bit different. But these will be grown from seed. I also sown some aubergine, a variety called Black Beauty, and some chili Prairie Fire. The leeks are just in the greenhouse, but the other three, they're in heated propagators to get them off to a good start. We'll see what happens. And as I said, the sowing compost, I brought a bag of sowing compost. I've mixed in some vermiculite, and the vermiculite kind of aids moisture retention in the soil, as well as nutrients and stuff, which is something I've recently learned. Basically, I saw it in Wilkinson's on one of the packets, and I thought that kind of makes sense. So Sunday, I headed down the allotment, and I decided in a trip I made to B&Q recently. In fact, I brought some, while I was in B&Q, I brought some seed potatoes, four bags, four different varieties, and more on that on a possibly next week. But yeah, while I was in there, I saw a pH soil test kit, which I bought, and I thought that'd be a interesting thing to do. So I used a standing allotment. I have videoed this on this week's video. The soil in what I had carrots and parsnips growing, that was a bare soil. I tested that, and then I tested it from a couple of other beds, and they all proved to be an alkaline soil, which is, from what I understand, quite good for growing fruit and vegetables. If it was something like blueberries, you need acidity, but the rest are alkaline, so I think that's a pretty good start. And that's how we want to carry on with alkaline, so good. I then built the next bed for what is going to be the mixed bush. Let's just build the frame, put some cardboard in the bottom, and I will be filling it with horse manure before planting in the bush. I've laid some where I've removed carrots and parsnips already, and I had a strip of land that was clear. I've laid some cardboard down and then laid some horse manure on top. This is well-rotted horse manure, as always, and this is just to try and get it ready for, sowing peas, because the peas that are actually in the, I've started hardening them off. I've moved them from the greenhouse to the cold frame. They're going to need to get into the soil soon. They're getting quite big. They're looking really good. They'll be on. I've taken a photo of them, which will be on tomorrow's photo gallery. They're going to need to go into the soil pretty soon. So I've got that ready to go. And I'm pretty happy with it, actually. I also used a bit of this horse manure and just mulched some of the rhubarb. Just around, scattered it around. Got a bit more to do, but made a start. And then I went on and harvested some leeks, which are quite nice. I made a leek and sausage hash, which will be Wednesday's recipe. Yeah, if you're interested in that, it'll be out then. It was very nice, actually. Very nice. Okay, so let's get on with the main section, and this is about getting organised for sowing seeds. After all, seed sowing is upon us. I've mentioned I've sown some seeds, and over the next few weeks there's going to be a lot of seeds sown. Now, in a previous podcast, I spoke about a table I made, but it was taking a lot of time to fill out, and I never really got around to it, so I may return to this table in the future, but just to get things going along, what I did, the wife was out for an evening, so I commandeered the front room. I went through my seed boxes and just emptied and organised them. I threw away any seeds that are out of date, because they just ain't worth it. Out of date, there's a chance they probably won't grow. And I've tried and failed in the past, so I've just decided there to go. I then organised them into their individual piles, i.e. I had a pile for lettuce, a pile for tomatoes, a pile for whatever. And then I took note of what seeds I had left, and took a note of them. Any that needs sowing in 2017 had a big asterisk next to it and must be sown this year, which is quite a few of, I have to admit. And then I put them back into the box in their relevant month for when they can start sowing, i.e. January, when the seeds will go in January, February, March, and so on. March and April actually took up quite a few, but even now, in January, there's quite a few that are ready to be sown. So it's really time to crack on. Now, that was the seeds sorted and organised. But that's only part of the things to check for sowing when sowing seeds. So I then went in my little potting shed where everything begins, and turned on the propagators and warmed them up just to make sure they're working okay. Gave them a good clean and scrub around the glass or the clear. That way they can let in a bit more light and get them ready to grow, ready for growing. I then checked I had enough seed trays for sowing these little seeds into my little pots. Made sure they were clean as well, because that don't want them harbouring anything nasty. I then had to make sure I had some seed sowing compost, which I didn't, but I went into Wilkinson's and bought some. And as I said, I've mixed this with some vermiculite just to aid nutrients and moisture, which was something I knew I kind of learned, but when I thought about it, it kind of made sense. Now, I've normally scattered the vermiculite on top, just as a blanket, to because it's so light the seeds can push through. But with seed sowing compost is a very, very fine compost, very fine, and it has very little nutrients and what have you. So the vermiculite get mixed with that, it retains moisture and nutrients, which then gets into the soil and so on. So a good mix of seed sowing compost and vermiculite, I'd say one part vermiculite to four parts compost, roughly. And then to make sure my soil sieves were in good condition. Basically, when you're trying to grow seeds, trying to sow seeds, seeds are very, you know, that little seed has got a plant in it that needs all the energy of a seed to grow. And if a soil's really got a hard pan, it's going to struggle to push and break that soil. So if it's finely sieved, it will just make it a little bit easier for that young seedling to push its way through. Hence why I used to scatter them with vermiculite, because it's very light and the seed could just push its way through. So after the compost, the only other thing I needed to make sure about was using tap water, which for seeds, I always use tap water. Well, what I do is when I empty the water from the chickens, I save that because I give the chickens tap water every day. And the water that was at the end of the day they haven't drunk goes into a pot, and then that's in the greenhouse or in the potting shed to keep itself up to temperature. And that just I use that for the new seeds. That way it's not going to get any germs or anything from rainwater. So that's my basic preparations for sowing seeds done and dusted and discussed about. You may have some other things that you do. Let me know in the comments section, and I can come back and revisit all these things over the next few weeks. As I say, over the next few weeks, there will be a lot of seed sowing and things going on. It's so good to finally feel like I'm sowing seeds, I'll have to say. These little plants are getting ready to go. Yeah, and it'd be just so good, so good to see them growing. Okay, so the final bit for today is just to discuss a little bit about the news articles from last week. Now, there was two. One was the avian flu restrictions being extended for another 30 days, which is a bit of a bug because my chickens really are not happy being locked in their pen all day. I can tell they want to come out. They're desperate for it. So another 30 days, it should have been up by now, but they've extended it by another 30 days due to there being discovery of more flu and avian flu. Well, I can't do much about that, just got to get on with it and hope for the best. However, my plan for extending the chicken run is still underway, and that might just alleviate the problem. And keeping the chickens entertained is quite a key thing. So I've read today about high perches and things like that. Another thing, I saw this yesterday, but an extra thing today, and I'm going to bring a bit of attention to this to anybody on the podcasting. Dave's Allotment, he's a YouTuber, very, very funny. He's quite a crazy bloke and one of my favourite YouTubers. Over the weekend, his allotment got vandalised and his greenhouse was set on fire. Sean James Cameron from the Hort channel has set up a GoFundMe to try and raise a bit of money for Dave to replace his greenhouse. I will be adding links onto the show notes for this show. I am going to be donating myself. I know he's not the only person to have been vandalised out there, but it is heart-wrenching when you see it happened, and whoever's done it is complete and utter scum of the earth. And I always try and support people and causes I believe in. So I'll be supporting it, and if anybody else is interested, I'll add the GoFundMe link onto the show notes. Then there was Friday's news article, which was all about how can self-managed allotments secure the future for allotments, and I kind of believe it can. My reading the article, it was interesting how some of my ones run by the allotment, but some have basically not run by the local council. Some of the other allotments have basically taken the running out of the hands of the council and run it themselves, including their own funding and so on. I think it is a very, very good idea, in part because I want less and less government at the best of times. So I see this as a one step towards that. And I do believe there is a justifiable cause that more self-managed or privately run allotments would probably bring around more people into allotmenteering, in part because there would be more land available. There is a lack of land available for allotments. That's why there's such long waiting lists. But anyway, whatever your thoughts, let me know, and we'll can discuss it further. Okay, so I'm going to wrap up for today. I'm approaching 18 minutes right now, so it's been a fair size podcast for this week. Any comments or suggestions, let me know, of course, as always. As I said, there'll be the photos and everything. I've got those underway now, and things are moving forward. Don't forget to try, if you want to support Dave and his allotment on the GoFundMe, then please go ahead. And if you want to support me, don't forget you can do your Amazon shopping through the links supplied below, or on the show that is. I sure appreciate it, and it doesn't cost you any more because you'll be doing shopping you'll be doing on Amazon anyway. All you have to do is go through my link. So that'll be it for this week, and I will speak to you all again next week.